Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday, the 27th of July. Done it again. Well, I hope you're all well. We know what's what now. Tottenham finished sixth. We got Europa League. I've always said, it is a fantastic competition. Europe's second tier played Thursday nights. Absolutely love it. Can't wait. Brilliant. Superb. I won a nice bet I had with my mate on Arsenal getting more points than Tottenham over the last 17 games. I won it by plus two goal difference. They got the same points. They both got 29 points, but I won it by plus two goal difference. And that was nice, beautiful. Watford, I think they made a fist of it, didn't they? But I didn't watch the game. I don't know whether they did miss big chances or not. But they are down. Was still a ridiculous price. Bournemouth beat Everton, but wasn't enough. And Norwich were already down. But the Villa survive. And I'd forgotten about the goal that never was against Sheffield United. I don't know enough, because I haven't studied it enough, whether that makes a massive difference. It was a good few games ago, so I suppose if you were going to protest, you should have protested then. But it is staggering that the technology's come into the game for the exact reason, sort of the volume of money and what's at stake, that Villa actually stay up, having benefited from a disallowed goal that clearly crossed the line. And goal line technology, for the only time I can remember, cocked up and didn't do its job since we've had it. It's incredible how things pan out. So I guess if it does affect Bournemouth or Watford, I haven't seen what the goal difference, I haven't looked, I've not got the league table up in front of me. But amazing. Okay, we have 20 games left in Serie A, and in essence that will then see the end of the ultimate football season on the 2nd. I've updated the databases today. We did have an error in the result of the 23rd. I don't know what happened there. But I've fixed that and updated all those today. We process tomorrow, process Friday, and that will be that for the season. I had some fantastic emails. Can't thank you guys enough. I do go on about moaning, but I had another one again this morning. Guy in Portugal's 100 points. First year, never used it before, never heard from him before. But he's sent me a lovely email this morning. Really nice email, so I appreciate that. I will get back to as many as I can over the next week. Now we're a bit quieter. Now we're not sort of full-on processing football every day. I'm going to have a meeting with Chrissy and sort out my day processes, just try and speed them up a bit, because I'm still doing, even though I've got stuff that runs automatically, it still just is far too much, but we'll get that sorted. And Ultimate Members, as I said, the members area, check that, the announcement section. I will be adding stuff in there pretty much daily from sort of this week onwards, about plans for next year and getting that sorted, because the following week Belgium starts and we're straight back into it, so no break for me whatsoever. We'll just be pushing on. Belgium, France, and then we'll see what happens with the big leagues starting in September. Right, just got one little bit of football for today. There's only three Swedish games and a Chinese game, which is already playing on the FDD coupons, but Östersund's Helsingborg, the Swedish games are all kicking off at the same time, 6 o'clock. Östersund's Helsingborg over 1.5 goals at sort of 20 minutes, if 0-0, drip back over 1.5, trade on the goals. Had a good day yesterday myself, personally. A very nice day. Thoroughly enjoyable. I haven't spoken to a human being properly now since Thursday. It's quite weird, isn't it? I don't know whether I like this on my own or not. I've only stepped out in the garden to feed the birds. We got a mailbox outside. Open the mailbox. That's it. It's the only times I've been out. Otherwise, I've not conversed with a human being. So you guys are going to have to keep me sane over the next couple of weeks. I did speak to Sam on FaceTime yesterday. She's absolutely loving it. Loving it. I'm not even sure she'll come back, you know. And, and poker last night. I didn't hang about to see you won. That's Sam Cassidy, 4-6. Enough said, son. If that's what you're doing, words fail me, really. Words fail me. But thank you again for those who play. As I say, a bit quieter. We can have a couple more. I know there's not that many interested now, but it's all of the 15, 20 who do want to play. We can have a few more through the quieter time through August. And then I will probably abandon it from September onwards as the football gets going thick and fast again. Right, have a lovely Monday. Enjoy yourselves. Ultimate process tomorrow, and I'll be back with you after I've done that. And as I say, we'll have some more topics to cover probably the back end of this week.